Okay, so it's a Saturday afternoon, we're in Nottingham, in the city centre. There's lots of people with orange jumpsuits. Could you explain what's going on?
Well, today's the final big event of a really successful year that Amnesty International Society at Nottingham University's had. And we've got together loads of people from the SEEN network, from the Ethical Environmental Network, to all get together to protest against Guantanamo Bay. A lot of people have asked what we can actually achieve from one single protest, but I think today is really about showing our solidarity with a lot of other people doing a lot of actions across the universities all throughout Britain. I suppose there are a number of contentious issues concerned with this Guantanamo, the whole Guantanamo issue. But I think what we're here today is to give a voice to people who are innocent in there. A lot of people have been coming up to us saying, how do you know there aren't people in there who are guilty, who aren't maybe a threat to society? But we're here, yeah, to give people a voice who've been silenced, who've got no right to trial, no right to see their family. We're making a stand for those people, making a stand for the innocent people in there today.
Could you say something about Amnesty International in Nottingham? Kind of what's been sort of maybe happening recently, and are there plans for doing things in the future?
At the moment the committee is just about to change, so this was our final big event. I think the society took the decision quite early on in the year that we're going to keep our actions very local. It can be quite difficult on a Monday lunchtime to come in and work out how you're going to end the death penalty or how you're going to stop arms. So what we decided to do is take a really sort of focused approach to our campaigning. So when last year we did Stop Violence Against Women, we got involved with the local women's aid, local women's branch, just to make sure that people are aware of sort of the injustices and human rights abuses that are sort of going on our own doorstep. If we can make people aware of that, then surely we're giving people a greater perspective in terms of the human rights abuses going on across the world. So we have been really successful, and I think not only raising awareness in the campus community, we've been pretty good at that, but we've also spread the message out, and I think today is the final stage of a really successful year for us in terms of doing that.
If you were to say something really short to people who've been very reluctant to see kind of the success of actions like these. If you were to say something really short to kind of people who think that things like this don't make any difference, what would you say to them?
I'd say I agree with the idea that one protest can't do very much, but considering the work that's been going on with Amnesty in London and the work that's been going on by Amnesty all across the country, maybe as one small protest we can't do very much, but we're showing our support for everybody else, all trying to have a go. You know, loads of people have stopped us and said that we won't achieve very much today. We've had some hostility from some people, but we've got to show our support. It's better to do something than to not do something. As you know, the sort of cliche goes, to be neutral isn't an option. We've got to show people that we are aware of these problems and that we're prepared to go heard the way everyone else in Guantanamo is unable to voice their opinions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have you got anywhere to go right now?
Yeah.
Got a busy day?
Yeah. I'm off to do some canvassing in the meadows now.
Ah, okay. It's for an independent media project called Indie Media, by the way. We're doing some recording, publishing on the internet.
Sure.
So, Alan Simpson, MP for South of Nottingham. Why did you just join the protest?
Well, what we've got in Guantanamo Bay is an example of a rogue state, the United States, taking people completely in defiance of international law and holding them outside the framework of legal rights that have been set out in the Geneva Convention about the rights of prisoners, the right to a trial, the right to know the charges that you're faced with, the right to decent treatment once you're held in detention. And in a sense, you have the most powerful nation on the planet acting as though it is a terrorist cell. And I think what that does is not only brutalize and damage those who are held in Guantanamo Bay, but it brutalizes society. I mean, there's a lovely line in an old Bob Dylan song in which he says, to live outside the law, you must be honest. And what's going on in Guantanamo Bay is neither legal nor honest nor decent.
Do you think, to what extent do you think actions like this make change, will actually push to eventually close possibly close Guantanamo Bay?
Well, it would be nice to see to say that it would bring about change immediately, but it won't. The important thing about this is the protests of this kind, if they take place systematically in every town, in every city across the country, and if we see the same sort of protests being echoed in every country, certainly in the industrial world, you start to have a momentum in which civic society says to their governments, you cannot remain silent in the face of an horrendous, blatant abuse of both the judicial process and of human rights. And so if citizens have the courage to stand up where their governments have lost that courage, in a way we're not only providing the world with a non-negotiable constant demand for the release of those prisoners, but also for a return to a framework of international justice.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right.
Yep. All right then. Can you say something about what's been happening today here in Nottingham?
Absolutely. We've got students from the University of Nottingham, members of the Amnesty Society at the University of Nottingham, come out to protest against Guantanamo Bay. It's about 2 months now after the fifth anniversary of Guantanamo. It was opened in 2002, and we're saying it's 5 years too long. The practices that the US military use and that the US government condone there are totally reprehensible. They seem to fly in the face of all that America has ever stood for in terms of human rights, in terms of free will, in terms of fair trials for criminals. We're saying that if people in Guantanamo are guilty, and none of the people that have ever been held there have ever been charged with a crime, if they are guilty of any crime, they need to be charged in front of a fair trial, and the evidence needs to be presented for why they're being held there. Otherwise, it's illegal, as far as I'm concerned. The US have had to change their own laws in order to make the incarceration of the prisoners at Guantanamo legal. It's an absolutely insane situation.
You seem to feel quite passionate about this.
I do, absolutely. The more I've been reading about it, the more I just think it's insane that something like this should be happening in this day and age, you know? Using the war on terror as an excuse to hold innocent people, that doesn't make sense to me. And it doesn't make sense to the 60 or so people that have come down here to demonstrate today.
Is it going to make a difference?
I think it will make a difference. I don't think this protest by itself will make a difference, but I think if enough people get together all around the world and do similar protests, we've heard that there's other protests like this happening today in London. There was a protest that happened on the anniversary, on January the 11th outside the US Embassy in London, that was organized by the Amnesty International organization. But if enough people get together, if enough people speak out against what's happening here, then something will have to change. Something will have to change.
Could you say something, sure, maybe about sort of other future plans for Amnesty, the Amnesty Society in Nottingham?
Yeah, well, the committee at the moment here took it upon themselves to organise this great big event. They thought that this would be a great way to round off the year for those involved in the Amnesty Society this year. The committee is made up of mostly people in their third years at Nottingham, so there's going to be a changeover soon. What we're aiming to do by putting on this protest is leave a really good legacy for the people that are about to come along, make up that committee and organize events for next year. I think this is going to be a brilliant legacy. I think people are going to see what they can do if they try, what they can do if they really try. And I think it's been a brilliant day.
If you were to have to say something really short to a lot of people who are very apathetic about these kind of issues, what would you say?
I would say find out as much as you can about what's happening at Guantanamo. You don't need to find out much until you'll be utterly disgusted by it. The moment you arm yourself with the information, you'll arm yourself with the passion to do something about it as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know what you've been told. Guantanamo.